KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high of 76. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, Red Oak police were called to a residence in the 900 block of East Reed Street Sunday afternoon for a welfare check and ended up discovering approximately 38 grams of a substance suspected to be marijuana. 36-year-old Brandon Dale Strunk of Red Oak was subsequently arrested for possession of a controlled substance first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and five counts of child endangerment. Strunk was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say two cows on the road were struck by a semi last night. The accident happened on Highway 34 just west of G Avenue at around 9:48 p.m. Authorities say the semi, driven by Troy Allen Landy, was westbound when it struck the bovines, killing both of them. The semi sustained an estimated $6,000 damage. Landy was not injured during the collision. A call about a vehicle driving on its rims early Sunday morning near Creston resulted in the arrest of a man on an alcohol-related charge. Creston police say the 2018 Chevy Trailblazer was driven by 52-year-old Brett Dwayne George of Creston and was traveling north of town on Cherry Street at around 2:25 a.m. when they saw the SUV had hit a parked 2018 Ford F-160 pickup registered to Patrick Means of Creston. Brett George was arrested for OWI second offense after he tested a .283 for intoxication, or more than three times the legal limit. He was also cited for failure to have proof of insurance, failure to have a valid driver's license, and a registration violation. His vehicle and the pickup sustained $3,000 damage each. There were no injuries reported. Authorities in Montgomery County say 19-year-old Austin Dallas Houston of Stanton was arrested a little after 10 p.m. Saturday following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and Box Elder Avenue on felony drug charges. Houston was charged with three Class D felony counts of delivery of marijuana. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Deputies were assisted in making the arrest by the Montgomery County K-9 unit. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office on Saturday said 37-year-old Larry Rice Jr. of Lenox was arrested August 31st in the 200 block of West Nebraska Street in Lenox. Rice was charged with one count of delivery of a controlled substance. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a driver who ran a stop sign is blamed for a fatal accident this weekend in Northwest Iowa. The crash happened Saturday afternoon at an intersection southeast of Larchwood. The State Patrol says 74-year-old Kenneth Wolf was driving a pickup that went through a stop sign and hit another pickup, driven by 31-year-old Benjamin Dieters. Both men are from Larchwood. The Dieters pickup, which was pulling a trailer, rolled into the ditch, and the trailer crushed the cab. Dieters died at the scene. Wolf suffered minor injuries. The Woodbury County Sheriff's Office has become the second in the state to use a full body scanner to check inmates into their jail. Sergeant Lee Blanchard says the Secure Pass system is faster and more efficient.
It allows us to see things you wouldn't normally see, any kind of contraband, anything somebody might have hidden on them, on their person. A huge way to do it without being invasive of having to physically do a strip search.
When a person is brought into the jail for booking, they undergo a quick low-level radiation x-ray.
All they have to do is stand on the pedestal there and hold still for about 7 seconds. The platform moves them through, does a full scan of their body. You can see basically anything that somebody has on them.
The scanner will detect metal and other foreign objects, including narcotics. Major Tony Wingert says the scanner proved its worth in its first days when a person turned himself into the jail and began serving his time.
In the scan, we saw something that concerned us in his torso. In the interim of while looking at that, his whole demeanor changed. His body temperature elevated. He started sweating profusely. Started panting very hard. And it's all clues that, okay, maybe this individual ingested some narcotics and maybe there was a balloon or something in his stomach that he was trying to bring into our facility. We refused him, and he's going to turn himself in at a later date.
Sheriff Dave Drew says the funding of the $190,000 unit came from inmate room and board charges. Pottawatomie County was the first to use that type of scanner after a prisoner being transferred hit a lockpick in his hair to free himself from handcuffs, and then shot two deputies, killing one of them. In our funeral announcements, Naomi Peters, age 84, of Tennant, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Naomi Peters will be today at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Burdette Baxter, age 94, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Burdette Baxter will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. John Giefing, age 76, of Grant, died September 4th. Memorial services for John Giefing will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Harry Kleffman, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Harry Kleffman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. H. Merlin Froling, age 90, of Panora, died Thursday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for H. Merlin Froling will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Carolyn Comstock, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carolyn Comstock will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Catherine Ann Hansen, age 98, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Catherine Ann Hansen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elmcrest Chapel in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Deanne Schaff, age 50, of Griswold, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Deanne Schaff will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Susan Schnack, age 66, of Harlan, dies September 4th. A memorial service for Susan Schnack will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Robert Bob Hainline, age 81, of Henderson, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Center in Red Oak. Funeral services for Bob Hainline will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Reekin Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. Roger Eddy, age 92, who's formerly of Anita, died Saturday in West Burlington. Funeral services for Roger Eddy will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. And Ruth Veith, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A gathering of family and friends of Ruth Veith will be held September 17th at 1 p.m. at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.